Good evening, Eric, and good evening to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter, for the 10th of November, 2022, 2 days after the election of the century. Call it another day in paradise. So yeah, another day in paradise. There you go, Eric. Tonight's topic is Election 2022 Update, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. If you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or visit store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Good evening, Joanne. Thanks for coming. And Anna. Good evening, Anna. Stop for a prayer for a moment. Boy, do we need a prayer right now. Does Pennsylvania ever need a prayer? But the whole nation needs a prayer, folks. God, Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, I know you have a plan. But when the dark gets dark and the shadows creep in and the reaper roams the land, when death approaches, the death of a nation, the death of an individual, sadness, despair, sometimes it's hard to keep the faith. We pray that you give us the strength to follow your path wherever it may lead, knowing that you're in charge and leading us down the path of righteousness. Heavenly Father, we pray for our nation. We pray for our friends, our people that are people of God, Christ. We pray that you keep us on the straight and narrow. In these things we pray in your heavenly, glorious name. Oh, Lord. Amen. Tonight we have Reverend Dave, Marcy, Bedlam, Mark, and Jay, current Truth Premium subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Sharla, Diana, and Gary, and patrons Alicia and Dan. I'm gonna post the our little advertising promo at the beginning of the show because I'm going to get so involved in this day with this election stuff that I'm going to totally forget. So I just remind you that we do have a great sponsor in Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Boy, and I'll tell you, with the election issues going on right now, we need more people like Mike. And Mike is one of our greatest sponsors. He's MyPillow. We can actually get a nice discount if you use the word ETERNAL, the promo code ETERNAL, at checkout at either MyPillow.com or by calling 800-795-5993. Just to let you know that Mike and MyPillow have more things than just pillows. So please check it out, MyPillow.com. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code, once again, at checkout, ETERNAL, today. All right, we get that out of the way because I know I'm going to forget that otherwise. Normally, I put that somewhere in the middle, but we've got a great crowd starting out today. So, all right, I'm going to start with a little bit of small talk because I always do, and we're bringing in. Good evening, Chris. Another one come in there. Good evening. Start with a little fun, just a little interesting small talk. So I got bored. I have a little harmonica ditty at the beginning and the end. It's always a custom ditty. I mean, it's just a kind of a random improv. It's beginning and the end of the show, and it's kind of my little mark as to you know, who I am and who what I represent. Well, I got bored the other day, and I ordered one of these what they call a tongue drum. Boy, that thing is so cool! I'm telling you, I've been playing that thing the last 2 days. Just unbelievable. Sometimes it's called a bung drum or a can drum. It's like made out of the top or the bottom of a propane tank. These are, of course, made out of just steel. They've got these cutouts in them where they're all tuned to a different note. So I was sitting there playing that all day, and I may have to bring that on as the opening of the show at one point because it's just way too cool. But I'll tell you, it's one of the most relaxing things. As angry and upset as I've been with Pennsylvania, with the Republican Party in Pennsylvania, believe me, that thing actually calmed me down playing that. It was unbelievable how soothing it was. Sounds like a yoga, that kind of oriental type Eastern sound. Way too much fun. Anyway, but it did calm me down enough to be able to do my radio show here on the podcast tonight. So tonight, and I'm going to repeat this several times because I don't want to lose any listeners over any of what I'm going to say. We're going to talk about the facts. make talk about the facts. We're going to talk about things that are going on. We're going to talk about why we are all screwed up, not just the Democrats, not just the Republicans, but the people, all of us, all we the people are screwed up. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm so fed up, I don't even want to get into politics anymore. I was going to run for Congress. I'm even debating not running for Congress because of what's going on. Because you can't say what you believe. You can't you can't give the facts. You can't do anything anymore without getting someone sore about it. But let me go ahead and, because we're going to discuss what happened to the election and why it happened. And I've caught crap from this all over social media because I tell the truth. And people don't like to hear the truth. So if you don't like hearing the truth, now's the time to leave because you're going to hear the truth tonight. You're also going to hear what's going on and where we're headed. When we're actually headed in a pretty good place for the most part. Pennsylvania was a terrible state to be in. Florida was a great state to be in. Joanne, I'm glad you're down there. I hope you survived the weather. Right in the storm area. We got Joanne's down in Florida there. Let's see. Change.org to replace Rona McDonald with Lee Zeldin. That's a good Lee Zeldin. That's great. Thank you, Eric, for that information. Okay. And yes, people need to return to God. It's more than the people needing to return to God. See, if you're really if you're really with God and if you really believe in God, then you should be able to. Yeah. You'll get the picture as we go on, because you know everybody wants their little bit in life, and I'm going to go over this in a minute. But first, I want to tell you about some issues we had on Election Day. So on Election Day, we had a lot of issues. I don't have many of you have. So I think it was the national news where Luzerne County, which is right next to me, I'm in Columbia County. They're our next door neighbor. They're always screwed up with something, but they. Party doesn't like them. The machine, the deep state doesn't like them because they were what pushed Trump over the edge in Pennsylvania in 2016. And every year there's a problem over there. This year, get this. So they have a paper ballot that they use. You put it in a machine, it prints out of this hunk of paper. It's got to be an 80-pound paper. They had, I can't even imagine how little paper they were given in some of these voting districts in the red districts. Now in Wilkes-Barre, which is in Luzerne County, but it's a, they had plenty of supplies, but in the rural areas where they vote Republican and they love their guns and their God, they ran out of paper. They ran out of paper. Some at 9 o'clock in the morning ran out of paper to print these ballots out. The ballots have to go in the machine on paper. It's got to be 80-pound paper. Go figure that. Now tell me if you went out and you bought, and it's just regular paper. It's not like any fancy paper. It's got to be 80 pounds. So if you went out and you bought one ream of paper, one ream, and that's the minimum you can usually buy is a ream of paper in general. And you brought that into the polling place, that's 500 sheets of paper. I mean, I can see you running out. We had, you know, in our district, we had, 800 people voted. So I can see that you would run out eventually. But 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm sorry. They had to go out. The poll workers went to Staples and bought 80-pound paper. They had to buy paper, and a lot of the voters in those conservative red districts were not allowed to vote. They were given provisional votes and votes and or ballots rather, and told to put them in a drop box. And who knows if they got counted? I don't know. I really doubt they even got counted. It's crazy. It's nuts. So then I saw on social media a post that said you got to check your polls. They wanted poll watch. They wanted people to check. And somebody said you got to check and see if any of these machines are on the internet. So they said to check for rogue, Wi-Fi, because you're not going to jack them into the internet. That'd be too obvious. But Wi-Fi or in the Wi-Fi type signal, you certainly could connect, or you could access that from outside of a polling place and change the voting machine or do what you want with it if you had access to the machine. So I went to two of my polling places and I scanned the machines and I looked and found, sure enough, a rogue Wi-Fi. And it was not a hotspot, it was just a Wi-Fi signal, like you could connect to it. So I did some checking first I'll tell you in a minute what happened. So I kind of went inside watching my phone in my pocket when I went to vote, and I went inside and I noticed that signal was emanating directly from the voting machine. Now, I went to another poll. I couldn't get in, obviously, but it's same signal, similar situation. So, and this was for people ask where this was. This is in Berwick. It's our Ward 4 and our Ward 1 in Berwick. I voted Ward 4. So I let the constable know this to make him aware of it. And I took screenshots and figured I would do something with it. So, all right. So the name of the hotspot, the one at Ward 4 was 888FB84, which is a nonsensical thing. Most individuals don't use that sort of number. The one at Ward 1 was similar, not exact, but very close, like an 88FB, and I forget the number, 92. I couldn't document that one. My screenshot didn't take. And it was the name on it, and it had the name on it of Pegatron Corporation. Now, here comes the interesting parts. Pegatron is one of the ones that used to make iPhones until they got some kind of corruption going on there. Oddly enough, they also make modems that are used in voting machines. Yes, modems that are used in a voting machine. You did hear me right. This is emanating out of the voting machine at Ward 4 in Berwick, Pennsylvania. Pegatron. Well, it gets better, though. Now, Pegatron's headquarters, if you go to their website, it's all in Chinese. Their headquarters are in Taipei, Taiwan, of all places. Now, here is a quote from an article that was in one of the news papers. It says, Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen, I probably butchered that, said that Nancy Pelosi, attended lunch with Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company founder Morris Chang and Mark Liu, as well as Cheng Xinghong, guy can't pronounce their names, the vice chairman of electronics manufacturer Pegatron. Now, follow me on this. Follow me closely on this, folks. This is important. So there's two voting machines at least, and that's just in my little rural redneck conservative area. At least two polling places have the voting machines transmitting internet Wi-Fi connection outside the polling place where you could connect to it. And that signal is coming from a machine that's registered to Pegatron Corporation, a company that just before the election, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met with. Are any of you getting the point here? Are you getting the picture? Are you comfortable with this, folks? Do you think that it's a coincidence that Nancy Pelosi was at Pegatron Corporation right before the most important midterm elections? Right before the midterm elections, and suddenly these machines are emitting Wi-Fi signals outside the polling places. So I went, and I went to my contact at the local ABC affiliate, who knows me quite well, put a lot of my stuff on the air. And I said, look, this is what's happening. And they're like, oh, really? Like, they didn't care. They just totally didn't care. Oh, is it still putting it out? I go, no, it's the day after election day. It was their election day. It's not. I've got screenshots. Well, I don't know. Well, they never got back to me. So I did report it to, of course, the constable has it. I did report it to the county. And I did also report it to truththevote.org, which is a good one for election day issues. And nothing yet, though. Nothing so far. I posted it all over social media. Nobody seems to care. Nobody cares. Folks, that's a problem. You know, nobody cares. And I do see your thing. Thanks, Chris. About the tropical storm and spreading across. We're going to get all that rain. We're going to get like 3 inches of rain from that tropical storm over the weekend. So yeah, and Eric says, you know, we need to go back to having in-person voting on election day. It's called election day. It's not called election week, folks. It's not called election 3 weeks down the road or 2 months down the road. And return to paper ballot, that's true too. End of mail-in voting. Mail-in or absentee voting is only for people that really need them. And election day should be a national holiday. I like that too. Yeah, and you're right, Eric. You're absolutely right. We're absolutely right about all of that. Eric makes some great points. But the fact is that, you know, there's another thing too that torques me. I'm going to digress. All this is still about election day, though. It's all about the election. Then we're going to go over some of the election results and how we're actually not in a terrible position. But there are some issues, and I'm going to really aggravate some of you out. I know I will. And I'm sorry if I do, but it's just I got to let the truth out here. All right. So now I got off my track here. Oh my goodness. Oh yeah. So the other thing is that, you know, we need to somehow, I know that the Constitution was designed to let the states figure out how they're going to vote for stuff. I think it should be a standardized across the nation. We should have procedures that are agreed upon by the states and set in, well, maybe not even by the Constitution, but maybe at least set in a congressional ruling that this is how the elections are going to go. And, you know, folks, look like Georgia. I mean, well, here you are, Eric, you're down there. You're having a runoff. What the hell do you have to get 50% of the vote for? I don't get it. You know, I don't get why you need 50%, more than 50% of the vote. If you've got the most, you should be the winner. You know, and some of these newfangled methods of voting are worse than what they started out with. Alaska's getting themselves in trouble with all these crazy voting procedures. You know, we need to be able to understand how the vote goes. How am I supposed to understand what's going on in Nebraska or out in Arizona when I can't even figure out how the hell they're voting out there? I don't get it. We need a standard procedure that we're, especially when we're electing, like, say, a president. You know, it needs to be standardized. We can't be going off and doing these things. It's having all different, you know, different ways to vote. It's just ridiculous. And you know, we really need the standard. It's got to be election day. We have to have everything done on election day. Absolutely. Yeah, and the state legislatures. That's right. And you know, Eric brings up a point in there. We're looking at the state legislatures making rules. That's totally wrong. That's against the Constitution. And yet their attorneys are saying that they're fighting this. They're saying that it's not. They're saying, oh, well, yeah, it is, but it isn't. It's like, you know, I don't get it. Anyway, so let's talk about what actually happened. So let's gloss over the facts. It looks like the Republican Party, the Red Party, we have red and blue. There's no in between. We had a Libertarian trying to run for the House race in Pennsylvania. Most wonderful person you'd ever meet. I love the guy to death. He's a prepper. He's a very religious individual. He's a Libertarian. Got 9% of the vote, folks. So it's red or blue. You don't have anybody else. And that's the problem. You get 9% of the vote. And I'd like to say in some states we need 50% of the vote. How the hell do you do that? You know, it's very hard to do that. So, right, exactly. Two candidates. But, you know, it, a lot of things could happen in these things, Eric, about this, you know, the 50% plus. It's just, I don't think it's good. And now it's extending the election out to December. We're not going to know if we you know what the results are till December on some of these elections. It's ridiculous. We're so close in the Senate that we just need to pull a couple of these over the edge. And, you know, we're sitting on the edge of our chairs because these elections aren't over on election day, but we are very close. And the red has a chance of pulling it off by one or two seats, maybe, if we're lucky. I'm holding out hope, but I think we're going to be okay. But the House, we're probably going to make, and again, we don't know because of these stupid election procedures. But the House, you know, we're going to be close on that too, but it's going to be a lot less close. I'm pretty sure we're going to take the House. And what's going to happen? Here's the problem. The Senate is what you really need. So if we get the House and the Senate, first thing we should do is impeach the Joe Biden and Harris, impeach both of them for destroying our nation. But if we get, you know, the Senate's most important. You can see what happens in the Senate. The House can do what they want, but if the Senate overrules it, you know, they can stop any kind of actions from getting enacted. But the House can do you can speak loud in the House, but most of it's got to be approved by the Senate. So I mean, we can stall a lot of stuff if we get the House, which I think we will, and I think that's a good thing. We'll have to wait probably till December to find out what's actually going on. It's crazy. You got an election that runs till December. It's ridiculous. And December 6th for Herschel Walker and Warnock is a runoff for that. And the elections stay bipartisan. Just looking at some notes and seeing what people are posting up here while I'm talking. So to reduce and eliminate conflict. That's absolutely right, Eric. The Secretary of State is supposed to be nonpartisan. Nobody's nonpartisan. That's the problem. You know, we the people need to vote. We the people should be setting the way the procedure. They should pass everything by us. If they want to change the districting, if they want to rechange the whatever, it should run by the people too. that's my personal opinion. So all 435 U.S. House seats were up for election. There's still many uncalled races. The partisan control of the chamber has not been determined yet. You know, the 14 districts changed partisan control, but some changed Republican to Democrats, some Democrats to Republicans. So five went from Republican to Democrat, and nine switched Democrats to Republicans. The problem we have is that there are a lot of ones that were open positions. and Nevada and Arizona is two of the ones, exactly. So, and of course, Florida was great, obviously. So let's look at some of these races here. One of the coolest things, I think this is so cool. This is, even if nothing else went through, you realize that in New York State, three of the House seats switched from Democrat to Republican. Only one switched from Republican to Democrat. That's really cool. I mean, I think that is really pretty neat. That's just so cool. That makes almost everything worthwhile. You've got, of course, we lost in Pennsylvania. I'm going to go over Pennsylvania in a minute. Then I'm going to tell you what's, I'm starting to run out of time here, so I've got to go very quick here. Eric, if you're looking at the notes on the screen, and if you're watching this, if you're listening to this after the fact, obviously you're not going to see that, but Eric, you hit the topic on the nose. And this is where people are going to get really, really mad at me. First, let's look at Trump's track record, okay? We got to look at Trump's track record and see how many of his candidates won. Almost every candidate he picked in Pennsylvania lost. And when you look at who, you know, he didn't make these picks in a lot of these. Other people made those picks for him, and he was trusting them. You know, he's got to do his own research. But, the problem with Donald, and I like Trump, don't get me wrong. The problem is, I don't think it's the ego. Eric's saying his ego ran wild. He always had an ego, Eric. The problem with Donald Trump is that no matter what he does, and the reason he's going so nuts right now is that the media primarily and his opponents have made such a fool, such a mockery of him, have made him look like a criminal, have made him look like the bad guy. That's the problem. He doesn't stand a chance if he runs for president. That's the problem. And don't anybody leave now, because I know I'm going to aggravate somebody that loved Donald Trump. I mean, I love the guy. And he would be a great president again. The problem is the rest of the world, the whole world thinks he's a jerk. You know, that's the problem. And where he gets his advice from. You know, he's you can't have the one man show. I don't like seeing all these rallies with Trump, only because it's like the quarterback in a football game. The quarterback doesn't win the game, the team wins the game. The problem is when you got a quarterback that's always winning the games for you, and that quarterback retires or dies or moves or gets whatever, what do you do? You know, you can't count on the quarterback all the time. You just can't do that. You know. Now, Trump has to go away for the people to figure it out. He does. That's the problem. I mean, I know a lot of you guys love Trump, and I'm sorry, but he's going to be a problem. In 2024, he's going to be a serious problem. You know, Ron DeSantis would be great. There's a lot of people don't like Ron DeSantis that are in the middle, but at least he's an intelligent human being that knows how to speak and knows how to stay out of other people's business. That's one of the big issues. I call it the Trumpism right now. Trump is actually killing us right now, unfortunately. Don't get me wrong. I like the guy personally, but what they've done to him is horrible. You know, it really is. Yeah, Nikki Haley, and there's a few others, Kristi Noem, that are looking to run. We'll see what happens. But anyway, that's number one. The second problem, now, how did we lose Pennsylvania? All right, how do we lose Pennsylvania? I'm going to tell you how we lost Pennsylvania. You're going to get a kick out of this. You're going to hate me too. So let me tell you first of all, I'm going to tell you who I am and I am a strong conservative, Christian believer. A minister, the whole nine yards. Now, And I, my personal opinion, I'm running again for, if I run again for Congress, I'm going to have a problem because I can give you my opinion, what I believe in, but that what an individual believes in doesn't matter. It's how you're going to rule that matters. How you're going to lead that matters. So I believe 100% from the day the two cells get together, when you have intimate relations with between man and a woman, that as soon as those two cells get together and form a zygote, the basis of the initial embryo, that is one of God's gifts. Now I'm going to be very delicate on how I approach this because it's so important. That's one of God's gifts, and I believe that any of God's gifts we shouldn't be taking away. But that's my personal belief. I believe it 100%, and a lot of you folks listening out there right now have that same belief, and the belief in the sanctity of life from the get-go. And as I said in the past, there are others who don't believe that. You know, we have that First Amendment right, the First Amendment and the freedom of religion, which is very important. And everybody out there, if I ask that question, you're going to say, yes, I believe in a freedom of religion. If anybody doesn't, post it right now. So I know you don't believe in a freedom of religion. Post it on the board up here. I believe in the freedom of religion. Well, did you know that in the Jewish tradition, and I've said this before for the few new people that are on here, but the Jewish Torah, the word of God that the Jews must follow to the letter, and the Jews are very religious people. I'm half my family is Jewish on the one side, the other side Christian, Catholic, and Christian, other Christian. The Jewish Torah states that is not one of God's children. It's not a human being. It's not, there's no sanctity to the human life until it comes out of the womb, until the baby comes out of the womb and takes its first breath, that first breath that God gave it, and that's God's gift of life. That's what the Torah says. That means that the Jews can kill a baby up until it comes out of the womb, according to their religion. Now, I ask you then, you believe in the First Amendment, you believe in the freedom of religion. You're going to tell the Jews that they can't practice what the word of God is in their Torah, not practice their religion in the United States of America, because you believe the sanctity of life starts at conception. Now I'm going to tell you another thing. And I'm going to backstep. I'm going to backtrack. So what are you going to do? Let all these Jewish people out there have their babies and hack their heads off before they take the first breath? I wouldn't do that. I mean, you have to have morals somewhere. There's got to be a level of morality, because think of it. If you're going to allow that freedom of religion, are you going to allow the Satanists to take their 13-year-old daughter, put her on an altar and sacrifice her for the gods that they believe in? So, you know, we got to draw the line someplace, but we can't say that you can't have an abortion, and we can't say you can have an abortion after the baby's born. We have to, when we're out there as good Christians, we have to say, look, we understand that you don't believe in this, but our Constitution gives you certain freedoms, but there's got to be limits to those freedoms. You know, we can do a lot of evil things, but you murder someone, you're going to jail. You know, if you go in and you steal a loaf of bread, you're going to get fined. You know, there's different levels of morality and of legality. And the problem with Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano was running for governor. He lost by a landslide. And I predicted that when he first started running. And, you know, I like the guy. I like what he believes in. He's a good Christian. He came out, the first thing he said is the first thing he's going to do when he gets to Pennsylvania, he's going to outlaw abortions, regardless of any conditions. And he lost. Folks, you got your choice. Take some of the pie or have the whole pie thrown in your face. We got to understand that there's other human beings, Christian soldiers. You know, that's the big thing right now. And I'm going to tell you something else. Yeah, you got the right. Well, you know, that lost my daughter's vote. You know, because, you know, yeah, God called 10 commandments for a reason. But guess what? Not everybody believes in the 10 commandments. Somehow we have to approach those people and at least talk to them. You know, we've got to have a level where we can win elections. If we lose all these elections, Satan takes over. And remember that if these people believe this, if you truly believe that something is not a sin, the Bible itself says you're not guilty of sin until you believe that there's something wrong with what you're doing. When you believe something's wrong with what you're doing, you're committing sin. We can, the best we can do is lead that horse to water and pray that they drink. But if we keep doing battle with these other people, what I call the enemy, then we're going to lose the House, we're going to lose the Senate, we're going to lose our nation, and we're going to lose it to Satan. I'm sure my daughter agrees with that too. We had that discussion. So I know there's some people going to say, oh, you believe in killing babies. No, I don't. My heart sinks. But I believe that we have a nation that allows people certain freedoms. But path. I mean, we can't just let people run rampant in the streets. I know the libertarians, a lot of them, I was talking to one of the libertarians. They want to get rid of all the police departments. They want to get rid of everything because just, you know, have the people run the nation. And boom, you can't do that. That's the liberals. Now, you can't do that. You know, but you can't take everything away from people that don't think they're sinning. You've got to try to bring them back. What we need to do, and I think Eric, you'll agree with me on this. I think everybody listening to this podcast will agree. It's our fault we lost the elections. It's our fault we're going to lose in 2024. It's our fault because we didn't keep our churches, the sanctity of our churches. We allow the churches to bring in people that are not righteous, that don't believe in the Bible. We took our kids out of the churches. We put the kids in public schools. And the public schools taught them that God does not exist. There is no such thing as God. We evolved from rock. We did it ourselves, folks. Get your kids, put them in a private school, put them in a religious school, get them out of the public schools. Even if you don't believe 100% of what I'm saying tonight, believe me that the public schools are taking over our nation. The public schools are killing our nation. The public schools are killing our religion. The public schools are killing our values. The Ronald Reagan quote, which I missed that. I'm so on a ramp or a thing right now because I'm so mad at the people. I'm mad at the politicians who refuse to listen to other people and what other people need. As good Christians, you should want people to be respected and understood. And you have to understand, you're not always, they're not like you. A lot of people are not like you. A lot of people believe it's okay to do certain things that aren't biblical. They're not Christians, a lot of them. That's what we need to change. We need more Christians. All right, here it is. Ronald Reagan. Thank you, Eric. This is a good place to end our podcast on, too. And we got a great crowd tonight, but if you missed the beginning, this will be posted after the fact, and please, you know, listen to the beginning. The whole, when I do a podcast, the whole podcast is critical to understand where. Thank you, Eric. We'll close on Eric's Ronald Reagan quote because I really do like this. If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, we become a nation gone under, Ronald Reagan. And that is so true. And again, it's our fault, folks, but we need to ease our way back. We have gotten so far out of kilter that we need to, when we come up, you know, when I've gone up against some really great crowds, and I'm going over a little bit over today, but I got the time to do it. So if you want to hang in there, this is great. We'll go over another couple of minutes. When I go out and I do my politics, and when I was out running for Congress, I went before some of the most religious groups that you can imagine, Catholic groups. I went through some Protestant groups that were in a church, no less. And I was giving my speech just like I did tonight. And I did the speech about the abortion. I also did a speech. I did in my speech, I talk about guns. You know, I'll ask my audience, so show of hands, how many people in here today want to walk out that door right now and be killed by some crazy gunman? Does one hand go up? No. Well, I don't want my guns. I never said I want to take away people's guns. What I said is I want to figure out how to stop the violence. So all these things that we're talking about, we want the same thing. I give a show of hands. How many people want to walk out of the door and die from some common disease that could have been cured if they weren't afraid of their deductible of their insurance? They could have seen a doctor. Not one hand goes up. How many people support the First Amendment and the freedom of religion? Every hand goes up. We want the same thing, folks. But we have to compromise because people believe different things. It's a nation of a melting pot of a nation. And we're changing. We're no longer that nation of great Christians. We need to bring as much back as we can, but it's going to take time. We have to slowly bring back those concepts that people are important, that babies are important. We have to figure out who we are. But if we leave that 50% out, then they take over just like they did in Pennsylvania, folks. And now we've got Lurch from the Adams family running our friggin' Senate in Pennsylvania and some super liberal baby killer that's going to be the governor. That's what we've got because of that. No, I'm looking at some notes, Chris. I'm running out of time. I won't be able to read this whole thing on the. If anybody's looking at the notes that are coming up, please do read Chris's note there. But absolutely, I agree 100%. I 100%. Very, very, very good comments. And 14 days till Thanksgiving. We're going to be giving some thanks. We can give thanks that we're going to be back in the house. We're going to have some control over the insanity going on in the White House. How about gas? You see, I don't know what's gas doing in your area. The folks that are posting here today. Tomorrow's Veterans Day too. Yes. We got our gas went from $4 to $4.15 right after the elections. I have no idea why. It's crazy. Well, of course, it's Pennsylvania now. But I mean, it's insane. It's absolutely nuts. $4.14 for that's for you, Anna, and I don't know if anybody else got that. What I don't know what's going on. I don't understand it. And here's the interesting. I'm running over, but I'm going to give you one last final thought because this is all involved in political issues, and one of them is the price of gas. Now, gasoline. I want to tell you right now, gasoline. If we had to just go out and buy, if gasoline weren't political, and weren't international. The cost of a gallon of gas would be about $15 or $20. And I'm going to tell you why. I want you to go out and see what it costs to buy a gallon of acetone or a gallon of lacquer thinner. These are all things that are made the same way gasoline's made. What's the difference with gasoline and why is the price going up? See, gasoline is a subsidized. Gasoline is a subsidized product. It's been subsidized. That's the only reason we can afford it at $4, $5, even $6. It's a subsidized product, and they're starting to not subsidize it. They're taking the subsidies and giving it to the electric vehicle manufacturers, the infrastructures, the solar and the wind. That's where the problem's coming in. That's why the price of gas is going to keep going up unless we stand up and just say no. With that, we are way over. I'm glad. Look, everybody's staying with me tonight, too. God bless you all. We'll continue some things next week. I got some great topics next week about the issue with China and the patents and trademarks and that sort of thing. We had some rules of change recently. So we're going to go over that and some more of the election, depending on how things go over the course of the next week. So anyway, I'm going to say good night to everybody. Thanks for hanging in. Sorry we're in a little late tonight. Good night. God bless every single one of you. Come back next Thursday night, 10 p.m., and bring your friends along. We need to save this nation. God bless you all. Good night, everybody. God bless you.